This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
BuzzFeed News reports that to keep the contents of a faculty sexual assault investigation secret, the University of Kentucky intends to sue its own student newspaper. The paper received investigation documents from an anonymous source and has run 10 stories on the case. The university president says the school is faced with the decision of whether transparency is more important than the need to protect the privacy and dignity of individual members of the university community. And Will, since you're the advisor for the Western Courier, the faculty advisor for the Western Courier here at Western Illinois University, I would imagine a story about a campus newspaper being sued by its own institution must strike a little fear in your heart, perhaps? Absolutely,
because if there's any kind of issue that's being reported here, I mean, just reporting the facts is what we should be concerned about. And I think that's all the student journalists at the University of Kentucky were setting out to do, was just to report that there was an incident, no matter how they acquired the information, that they were just reporting the facts as they're taught and versed and learned to do. And the fact that their very own institution, where they learn these skills, is trying to keep this from them and a lawsuit from them seems on the surface very outrageous to me. Maybe we don't know all the facts about what happened here, but the fact remains that there was some issue that the university is dealing with, and I think the students should essentially have the right to report about any kind of potential malfeasance. Now, whether it comes out that no malfeasance or no wrongdoing was occurred, the students can certainly come back and report that too. They have the right to do that. But where the university comes off to threaten a lawsuit, that's very interesting and I think threatening to the very institution of journalism that these students work and abide by.
Now, we should make sure that the audience understands why the university, at least what they're saying and why they are not wanting to release these documents. They're saying it's going to violate the victim survivor's privacy. So it's not necessarily the person that is under investigation at this point. They're saying we can't release these documents because of the victims here and we don't want to somehow put them out there and people know who they are. But apparently now BuzzFeed is where we're getting some of this information. The two complainants, they're unnamed. They told BuzzFeed in email that they wanted that out there. And they think they're the university saying that they're trying to protect the victim survivor's privacy is flimsy and suspect. And that part is a quote, flimsy and suspect.
Well, institutions often say we're here for the students, but in this case, it would seem to me that the university is there to protect its own reputation. That seems to be the overriding concern here.
Well, that was the point I was going to make when you said just now that they're trying to protect the privacy of this alleged incident with this this professional, this faculty member, what have you. You know, we've seen this in the past, unfortunately, with recent history, where institutions were protecting their own reputations, and then we had this seems like this systemic cover-up with rapes on campus and things like that. Maybe not to connect the two, but I think we've seen a lot of universities are trying to protect their own images, and maybe this might be another case of doing that.
Now, you can always redact that information so the people who may be the victim in this case are not identified. And we've seen plenty of FOIAs in our lives where that information is redacted and you don't have that information. I think this is a really, like the victims are saying, or at least the alleged victims, it is a really flimsy excuse.
Well, and in this case, when the newspaper received this information, it did not come from the university. It came from an anonymous source. Anonymous sources are not likely to redact information. Mm-hmm. They're just going to turn it over. It appears the student newspaper used solid judgment and did not run the victims' names. Right. They were running the information about this case. And at what point does the public have a right to know perhaps the name of the faculty member in question, because he might pose a danger to other students or other people on campus?
Well, I think the answer is yes. The public has a right to know that there is a faculty member that's being investigated. They're not assigning any blame or wrongdoing, but the fact that remains that there is an investigation going on. It involves this particular faculty member, and you know, whether there's any wrongdoing that will come, we'll see that comes out of it. But to cover it up in secrecy, I think just creates a slippery slope, I think, in the long run.
And Jasmine, you had mentioned redacting reports. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I believe your students last year FOIA'd some information from Western Illinois University and received a report back that was so heavily redacted mm-hmm. that they might as well have just printed it on a black sheet of paper because the entire thing was just blacked out for the most part.
Yeah, and sometimes you will get that kind of information, and there's always a way to appeal to the attorney general. And mm-hmm. I know we've both been through things like that where we've had to go further. And fortunately, there is a way to, you know, go further and appeal things like that.
And why, either of you, why would you appeal? Where do you draw the line in terms of releasing information or saying perhaps it should be redacted or withheld?
It's my policy to not reveal an alleged victim, especially in sex assault investigations, and this is one of those where this is a sexual assault investigation. Students were allegedly harassed sexually by their professor.
The University of Kentucky case.
Right.
Yeah.
In this case. I think it's important to get the information out there about who may be the perpetrator. But again, you don't know, so you have to be very careful about how you phrase everything and how you get the information out there. But if it's found to be inaccurate, and I think maybe some people may remember the Rolling Stone investigation. Is at the University of Virginia, I believe that happened. That ended up being heavily misrepresented from the alleged victim. And although they put it out there and made this fraternity seem really terrible, Rolling Stone had to go back and apologize for how everything happened there. So when things come out to, hey, this actually didn't happen, or an investigation revealed the information's incorrect, I think at that point it might be appropriate to reveal who had been the person who alleged this information.
All right. Hey, with that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.